T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Hello, New York at 10:50. Look at that. It's the fastest round of national broadcasted baseball I've ever seen in my life. Yankees taking on the Dodgers. It was the fastest game. We don't even do this anymore. What are we talking about? That never happens anymore. This is fast. I don't know what to do, Connor Green, who's on the other side of the glass at 10:51. Emmanuel Babari just got done with the post game right here on WFAN. Number to dial, 877-337-6666. Number, as always, if you want to hit me up on Twitter, it's B_RASCONA. That's B_RASCONA. Back in the day when you had a national broadcast here on WFAN and on Fox, these games would last forever. They don't do it anymore. It's insane. I'm sitting there. I'm having dinner. It's the bottom of the seventh. I'm going, I got to get back. I got to do research. I got to worry about what's going on here. It's crazy. These games go by in a blink of an eye. I'm carrying you up till 3 a.m. Mike Fliegelman takes over then, who's great, by the way. 877-337-6666. And, you know, we could talk about a bunch of stuff. There's a lot going on the New York landscape. The Mets had their induction today. They had their Hall of Fame induction. And Gary Cohen, Howie Rose, Hojo, Al Leiter, and Jay Horowitz was a part of the festivities out at Citi Field. And then just as you listen here tonight, the Dodgers and the Yankees took place today. And the Yankees prevailed. They took game two, and tomorrow is the rubber match against the Yankees and the Dodgers, which is aesthetically pleasing if you're a longtime baseball fan when the Yankees take on the Dodgers. Now, let's get into what's going on with the state of baseball right now in New York. So the Mets, who can't hit the broadside of a barn, scored 11 runs in the last five games. And this is going back through the Philly series, which they swept them, right? And you credit their pitching, okay? Which is what the Mets are known for. If the Mets are the Mets, it's always about the pitching. Verlander pitched great. Senga pitched great, right? And they, but here's the problem. They scored 11 runs in five games. And the Yankees, you look at the Yankees side of things. I was just talking about this with Emmanuel. It's amazing. Jake Bowers hits two home runs tonight. Where is our Jake? I'm a Met fan. For those of you that don't know, I am a diehard Met fan. Where is our Jake Bowers? I mean, where is it? Where do the Mets could just plug and play guys like that and be our Jake Bowers? Where's our, you know, Greg Allen today? He gets optioned down to, he gets on the IL option. What am I talking about? He's on the IL, hip flexor. Boom, Oswaldo Cabrera. 1-2-3, bang, right? Home run. Why can't the Mets do the same thing? No, we got to plug in Vogelbach today, which, by the way, put the first run on the board. He had an RBI double. Tremendous. Awesome. Great. That doesn't happen, though, on a regular basis. Why are the Yankees always able to figure everything out and the Mets are always scrambling constantly since the day I was born in 1982? They're always scrambling. The Yankees, Joe, Jake Bowers, bang. It's unbelievable. It's ridiculous. And they bring guys in and boom, Stanton comes back. Right? hits a home run last night. Donaldson, two home runs. Josh Donaldson, I'm at my local watering hole yesterday, and the guy sitting next to me goes, bro, we got Donaldson back. We got Stan back. I laughed at him. I go, can you believe you just said we have Donaldson back? I laughed at him. And then that night, verbatim, he hits two home runs. Why can't the Mets do the same thing? I don't want to say, I'm like whining here. Kevin Dexter just walked in the studio. I'm like whining. I'm looking at him. I'm whining. I feel like, I don't know. Like, I'm the Met fan who's the Trout that I just, not Mike Trout, or the Fluke, I just grabbed out of the Great South Bay and gasping for air. This is what we are as Met fans. We're almost there. We're going to get four games over 500. No, we're not. No, we're not. It's not going to happen. And you know what? We lose again tonight. On the induction ceremony, we'll get to the induction ceremony. There's a lot of takeaways. If you heard me today running the board with JR, I had a lot of takeaways from this induction ceremony. All of a sudden, Todd Zeal is the master of ceremonies. Where's Gary Apple? I mean, put Gary Apple out there. What are we doing? Todd Zeal is out there reading. He's so uncomfortable. He's reading pages, and he's like, he's so uncomfortable, he can't stop, he's like messing around with his hands all the time. And he's wearing sunglasses. The sun wasn't even out. I don't get it. Steve Phillips is another one. He's like orange all of a sudden. Steve Phillips is orange. Am I wrong? Kevin, come on. You could chime in here. He's like orange. And Terry Collins is orange. Oh, it's weird. It was a whole weird dynamic. The game was supposed to start at 4:10. Finally, it started at like 4:28 today. I'm just so frustrated watching New York baseball, and me being a Mets fan, I'm frustrated. When you're a Yankee fan and you're watching all of this, this is tremendous. It's an embarrassment of riches. Like I just said, like I opened up the show. It's insane. This has been going on since as long as I can remember. You know, the Mets bring up Chip Ambriz. Great. Send him right back down. Eric Campbell, send him right back down. Tyoshi Shinjo, send him right back down. Yankees bring up Mike Tauchman. They bring up Mike Ford. They bring up blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. They bring up Jake Bowers and this, that, and the other thing, and boom. Here we go. Bowers, two home runs against the Dodgers. What are we doing here? It's insane. And then I got Yankee fans that want to slam Brian Cashman in the process. Give me Brian Cashman. Forget Billy Epler. What are we doing here? This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I'm jealous. This is jealousy pouring out my pores here at 10:57 on a Saturday night in the summer. I'm dying here. I was telling Emmanuel the same thing. It's bonkers. This is nuts. The Yankees always are able to figure it out, and the Mets are scrambling time after time after time after time after time after time after time. It's unbelievable. I can't take it anymore. By the way, I'm carrying you up till 3 a.m. Mike Fliegel, I'm going to take over that. But still, this is ridiculous. It's unbelievable. It's really crazy. The Yankees are constantly finding a way to win. They're finding, oh, Bader goes down. No problem. Oh, Greg Allen, we're going to send you down. We'll bring up this guy and the other guy. All right, Cabrera, you back up. Oh, by the way, Peraza's killing it. Volpe, who cares? We're the best team in May. What does it matter? What does it matter if Volpe's terrible? What does it matter? Who cares? We're the best team in May. Aaron Judge is the man. Stan comes back. He hits a home run. Oh, wait. By the way, Josh Donaldson comes back. He hits two home runs. And then I was talking about it before the game tonight, and Emmanuel's like, oh, yeah, this is going to be a Josh Donaldson. If he stinks, you could talk about Josh Donaldson all night. If he hits two home runs, it doesn't matter. I'm talking about guys that hit multiple home runs. Jake Bowers has hit two home runs against the Dodgers tonight. This is bonkers. This is ridiculous. And all it is a complete detriment to what the Mets are doing. Now you look at last night with Verlander, and I completely compliment Buck for going old school and giving him 117 pitches and letting Verlander pitch and doing his thing. I mean, he really did. Verlander was great last night. And so was Bassett, which is terrible. I mean, Bassett just twisted a knife to the Met fan. I mean, come on, it's terrible. That's awful. I mean, if you're a Met fan, you saw Bassett last year completely blow it to the Braves, and then in the Padres series in the playoffs, completely just blow it again. And then he comes at you while his wife is giving birth. His wife is giving birth, and he's going to take the mound at Citi Field and beat your ass. That's what he's doing. Unbelievable. Crazy. Crazy. And he's pumping his fist as Springer's making diving catches. I mean, it's a, you know, I'm sitting there. I got my fire pit going. I'm knocking a few back. Why not? Right on a Friday night. And I'm watching Chris Bassitt completely S all over the Mets. I mean, all over him. While his wife's giving birth to their second child. I mean, is that really what we want to see here in New York? I mean, it's completely, completely bonkers what's going on right now. And we were at a point where we were going to get to four games over 500. First time since late April as Met fans. This was the first time we were going to get four games over since April 27th. And we can't do it. And we can't do it. And you know what? The Yankees, on the other side of the coin, are completely where you want them to be. If you're a Yankee fan, this is where you want them to be. 100%. A few games back in the Rays. Going for the division. Going for the rubber match tomorrow against the Dodgers. And it's completely, it's tremendous. And everybody's healthy. And Stanton's back. You know what? You lose Bader. No big deal. You got, there's versatility out there in the outfield. It's unbelievable. It's just crazy. And you know what? You gotta commit. You at this point, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear the Cashman rhetoric. Oh, we got to get rid of Cashman. They got to do this. They got to do that. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Okay. This is where the Yankees are. They're playing great baseball right now. They got a rubber match against the Dodgers come tomorrow. And this is where we're at in New York. And as a Met fan, for me, I'm very disappointed. Very disappointed. Yeah, Vogelback, great. Double today. Got an RBI. Great. I'll do cartwheels down 345 Hudson Street today. At the end of the day, we're still not hitting the ball on a regular basis. Alonso, here's another thing. We had Nimmo on base. I think it was the bottom of the seventh. Bottom of the seventh. Nimmo's on base. Lindor's up. We don't send him. We don't send him at all. Right? He doesn't steal the base. Okay, fine. Lindor's at the plate. Lindor's a formidable hitter. Excuse me. I know you could listen to BT till the cows come home. He's not a superstar. Whatever. All right? Lindor's at the plate. Nimmo is sitting there at first base. We don't send him, right? Lindor winds up popping up or whatever he does. He makes out. Okay, great. Next inning, bottom of the eighth. Alonso gets on base. He slides in on an error. Slides in. He gets a scrape on his forearm. Then he's stealing second. Why can't we do that in the bottom of the seventh with Nimmo? Why do I have to hold my breath? Because every time Alonzo's going to steal, Alonzo stole a base. Why is he stealing bases? I don't want him to get injured. He's the best player on our team. What are we doing there? There's a lot going on right now. A lot going on. We'll get into the induction ceremony, all that. I didn't have a lot of time for this introduction here. It's 11:02. I got to get to Kevin Dexter. But there's a lot going on. I'm carrying you to 3 a.m. Let's get to the break. Connor Green on the other side of the glass. Kevin Dexter, it's Brian Rascona carrying you up to 3 a.m. right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.